So Mitt Romney says, there's not obstruction. Mitt Romney says he took time over more than 2 days to read the entire 448 pages of the Mueller report. I read good portions of it. I did not read all 448 pages, but I read what I thought were the salient parts, the germane parts of importance in the report. And he says there is no obstruction of justice. We're going to get to that in hour number two, and I want you to hear it because this all comes on the heels of the big blow-up over Congressman Justin Amash, who represents Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, saying that he believes that the president has committed impeachable offenses, joining the Democrats, and Justin Amash being a guy who's been a never-Trumper for, well, ever since Trump's been on the scene, I believe. And Justin Amash, who holds himself up as some sort of, you know, high-browed intellect, smarter than you and I, a guy who has said too many times that, you know, he'd come on this program, but you know, he just doesn't get up that early. Really, you don't get up that early. Where I come from, we get up early to work. We get up early to do radio programs and milk cows and pave streets and teach children. Just a note, Justin, the people in Michigan and the Midwest and the Rust Belt and around this country, in fact, work hard every day. If you're laying in bed, that's your choice, but it's a pretty weak excuse. DNA tests revealing 30% of suspected fraudulent migrant families were, in fact, unrelated. Remember this whole deal when Republicans and Donald Trump would say, hey, there's a lot of folks that are claiming asylum. There's a lot of folks that are coming across the border saying they're a family unit and they have to be let in because they're showing up with their children. Well, guess what? One in three of those is fraudulent, according to DNA testing in a pilot program that was done, that being reported by the Washington Examiner. There's been some concern about this, according to those that put the report about. I think there's been a lot more than some concern about this. I think there's been tremendous concern about this, and I think that when you find out that at least one in three of those that are passing themselves off as families are not, then you look at what's really happening. And what's really happening are all these myriad of laws that are intertwined and broken and allowing places for people to claim asylum or say I'm with a family and you can't separate families and all of this nonsense. And then we take, what was it last week? What was it? 228,000, right? Right. 228,000 illegals that are shipped all over the country. That's just last week, by the way, to disperse them in communities around the country so that they don't sit in the detention centers at the border because we simply don't have the room for them. And the Democrats will sit there and tell you there's no crisis. There is no issue whatsoever as they continue to breach the wall and bring children, you know, and violate the laws and the sovereignty of the United States. Listen, I am all for immigration. And there is no question we could use a lot of help in several different places in the workforce. There is no question that there are skilled laborers and people that could come and contribute right now to the United States of America in the places that we need workers. But you do that with a well-regulated worker visa program. You don't do that with mass influx of people that are unchecked, unvetted, and you don't turn those people, you don't unleash them on the United States. That's the bottom line. And so when I see a headline like this that tells me that 30%, one in three of these people claiming to be families, in fact, are not in this pilot program. It was used in McAllen, Texas, and El Paso, Texas, to sample what they're being told. The numbers could, in fact, be a little bit higher, maybe a little bit lower, but somewhere in there is probably just about right. They were, the ICE customs officials were swabbing cheeks and making sure that people were telling the truth. And in fact, I guess, in many cases, they just were not. And so, this is part of the problem. When you hear people talking about amnesty cities, you know, and you allow places that to be, go there and be completely free, travel around. Nobody's going to throw you out in these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states like California. It is insanity, but it was very telling, wasn't it, when the president said, okay, how about we ship all of them to your sanctuary city and sanctuary state? Oh, you can't do that. That's hurtful. It's awful. It's unbelievable is what that is. And here we are sorting that out. As I mentioned here a little bit earlier, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the 37-year-old gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and I say gay only because he wants you to know it and wants to make sure you understand it and make sure that he doesn't care what you think about it. So I bring that to your attention. He also says that we should eliminate Thomas Jefferson, and that buildings named after Thomas Jefferson should be renamed because it's the right thing to do. Really, we should just scrub America from references to Thomas Jefferson. Maybe we should take him off any of our currency as well, because who could have Thomas Jefferson on a nickel or a $2 bill? That would be outrageous. John Kennedy once said, when he was having a great meeting at the White House, it was the greatest collection of human intellect ever assembled, except for maybe when Thomas Jefferson dined alone at the White House. You know, so you look at these things, you just say, really? You want to scrub Thomas Jefferson from American history? Listen, these people were geniuses, well-educated, classically educated. Thomas Jefferson knew about farming and astrology and all sorts of the classics, from literature to logic. Better educated than any of us. Trust me on this. Was he a perfect human being? No, not by any stretch. He had flaws. Everybody does. Thomas Jefferson had flaws. He understood the incredible power of human freedom, and yet he kept slaves like Sally Hemings. People are not perfect, and this whole notion of holier-than-thou attitudes by those on the left, we have got to dispense of that. It has no place. It's not productive. In fact, it tears things down. Hey, it's Monday, May 20th. Good to have you here. The Steve Gruber Show continues after this.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this state.